WCSG Backstage gives you access to your favorite WCSG DJs from your family-friendly morning show, the most music for your middays, and the ride home.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve.
I'm Brittany, and this is
WCSG Backstage.
Well, if you spend any time with WCSG, you know that you don't hear commercials, and that's because we are listener supported. And because you don't hear any commercials, you usually can get two or three more songs every hour because we're not pausing to advertise for the local Sunday, whatever that thing is that they're promoting. Well, twice a year we host something called Days of Giving to invite you to financially support WCSG, but we also celebrate the stories that come out of your time with WCSG. Those right song at the right time moments and how songs encourage people. Mm-hmm. And so wondering if any of us here have a moment like that.
There's a lot of songs I could talk about, but for some reason, Reason by Unspoken has books can be deceiving songs. Like, it's deeper. I think it's deeper than it presents. It seems kind of upbeat and poppy.
It's fun,
and it is a fun song. But like, I feel like we're in a time right now where there's a lot of that, I don't know, just nihilism, sort of like, what is the point? What's the reason? Why, this, that. And I think even God sometimes gets a bad rap. Like, why did he put this whatever in me, this appetite for whatever, and then I, you know, have to struggle with that or whatever? And I just like that they say, you know, he put this hunger in your heart, he put this fire in your soul. His love is the reason. It's because he loves us that he made, you know, flavor and color and, you know, the things that we love. And it's to show us his love and so that we can then pour that out on others. So anyway, that's just kind of where my thoughts have been lately as I think about that song. Also, not going to lie, the recent, I guess, re-edition of some of our like classic songs, I've been enjoying every once in a while when I hear it, David Crowder Band.
You
Never Let Go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, there you go.
Okay, I know I used this as my deep cut a couple months ago, but I keep waiting to get sick of Lauren Daigle Rescue because at first it was just me listening to it on repeat, and then we were hearing it on the station, and we hear it quite a bit, but I just can't. So just some of the lyrics. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I'll rescue you. There's no distance that can't be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter. I'll be your armor. And I tend to think of, yes, God loves me just like he loves every single person on this planet. Like, he loves us. So I'm part of us. So therefore, he loves me. Something that I've been learning is he loves me because he loves us, but he loves me specifically. Mm-hmm. And he is willing to do all these things. Like, he's willing to, like, if I am going off in my own direction, he's chasing me, not because he's going to punish me, not because it's his duty, but because he loves me. And it's being propelled out of that love where he's seeking me out and continuing to seek me out. I can't do anything that's going to make God be like, yeah, actually, you're not a safe bet anymore. I give up. Like, he won't say that ever. Right. So that's just been something that I've been learning and needing to hear recently.
That's really, you just opened my eyes a little more. Thank you. Seriously. That was awesome.
It's probably not a secret. I've shared this on the air a couple times, but I'm really loving the Josh Baldwin song, Let the Redeem. It's just so singable, catchy. But for me, like, while I can't get super deep into the lyrics, it just, the singing of it is where I'm drawn to. It just is so anthemic and just like kind of not really maybe fist in the air so much as maybe praise hands in the air, which is not something I'm usually comfortable in doing, but it's just something where as you're singing, it just feels like you're kind of just being cleansed and like taking in the spirit of the message of the song. And it just is, I don't know, it's really refreshing. I really love it. And every time it comes on, I feel good. And when I'm not hearing it, it's in my head. So it's just, it's one of those where it's just a constant reminder of just what God has done in my life. So
the part of that song I love, and that was the song I was thinking of, where he says, pour out your thankfulness, let it overflow. It's just a reminder of even just if you're driving or whatever, like, there's a lot to be thankful for, enough that it overflows.
Well, they always say, like, you know, if you were to sit down and write out a list of all the things you're thankful for, like, and if you really got into it and did all the individual things, like, you would just be going on forever, because there are just so many things that we can literally say, yep, thankful for that, thankful for that. So
it reminds me, I forget where it is in the Bible, but it talks about how many things Jesus did on this earth. And if we were to have them all written down, it would be more than all of the books of the earth put together.
Right. So
plenty of reasons to be thankful. Mm-hmm. I like that.
I just love the song Good Grace from Hillsong United.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And it's one of those that's like, I feel it's like a boiling pot of water, because you hear it once, you hear it twice, you hear it three times, and it kind of starts like simmering a little bit. But then, like, I don't know, now every time I hear it, I'm like, yes, I love this song. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so excited this song is on. And I'm not sure exactly what it is. It just, it builds, and it, I should like have the lyrics written down or whatever, but I don't. But just the bridge of the song is really cool. Yeah. And had a chance to see Hillsong United at Van Andel Arena, and it was a really eye-opening experience, because a lot of their songs get zero radio airplay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And yet every person, that stadium or the arena was filled. I mean, it was sold out, and every person in there knew all of the songs.
Right.
And so it was like, oh, they don't need us. You know, like, they're just a lot of different avenues that people get this music, and they're hungry for worship. And so that was kind of why it was like, oh, let's go ahead and add this song that not many stations are adding, but I feel like other people have moments with it too. So
The song that's been encouraging me lately is Burn the Ships by For King and Country. Mm-hmm. Great song. First of all, just a wonderful song, but it's kind of helped me be more mindful that the Lord has this moment, that I gave my life to Jesus. And, you know, I think we get tempted sometimes, or overwhelmed sometimes, by life and how fast it comes at us. But it's just a reminder that when I gave my heart to Jesus, I gave it to him, and I'm walking forward with him no matter what. Mm-hmm. You know, he's gotten me this far, and he's going to get me the rest of the way home. Mm-hmm. So, plus I love For King and Country. They're just amazing, and their videos always rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Yep, one of these things is not like the other. It is time for Two Truths and a Lie. Tom, let's hear yours first.
Okay, I did a cookie theme because it's baking season again.
Ooh, yes.
So while the first one, while many believe Hydrox cookies are an Oreo knockoff, Hydrox actually came first in 1908, 4 years before the Oreo.
Because they make them out of dirt.
Yeah.
That's not true. That's the lie right there.
Urban myth. Hydrox cookies taste like dirt. Yeah. You get a cookies and cream anything, and it has Hydrox in it.
With a name like Hydrox.
I mean, I don't mind them.
It's an appetizing name. The string on boxes of animal crackers was originally placed there so the container could be hung from a Christmas tree. Oh. Or snickerdoodles got their name from the light dusting on the cookie. The original recipe caused some people to almost sneeze, sounding like a snicker, thus the name.
I believe I have heard the thing about the animal cookies, animal crackers.
Okay. That's cute. I like that.
The dusting on a snickerdoodle is baked in. So why would it cause anyone to sneeze?
Well, that's how they do it now.
And that's,
but maybe
the right
originally.
Way.
I feel like I had heard Hydrox was older than Oreo.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the third one.
I think the dusting, the snicker is a lie.
Ah, you're all right.
Cinnamon sugar, you roll the cookie in it, and then it bakes in.
It does.
So,
these
so
days.
So good. Mm.
Okay, so my Two Truths and a Lie is the charitable giving edition.
Oh, boy.
Well, I don't know.
We're going to go through the financials of your favorite.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, my word.
Here they are. The Beastie Boys won a lawsuit against a company for the unauthorized use of their song, Girls. And if you remember that, you don't have to admit it. And had the $1 million settlement donated to a charity supporting education for girls.
Yes. Aww. Oh, I want that to be true.
Yep.
Second one, Brazil has become the first country in the world to ban supermarkets from throwing away or destroying unsold food, forcing them instead to donate it to charities and food banks.
Okay.
And third, when Cristiano Ronaldo was asked to donate his cleats for a charity auction benefiting a 10-year-old boy who had a brain disorder that can cause 30 seizures a day, he instead paid the whole $83,000 for the boy's surgery.
Mm. I want all of those to be true.
They're all great.
Devastated.
This is a trick question. They're all true.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm gonna say that it's not Brazil. I'm gonna say it's a different country, like Sweden or something. That's what I think the lie is.
I'm going with the not Brazil as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going with the brain surgery costs more than $83,000 or less.
Yeah. I'll go with the third one too. So it's 2 versus 2.
It was France.
But they're all good things.
But they're all maybe true. Yeah. It's a different country.
Yes, yeah. Maybe if people in Brazil listen to this podcast, they'll be shamed into doing the same thing. Who knows?
All right, I'll go next. I've got a pumpkin edition since we're into the fall mode of things. Here we go. Pumpkin pie is America's favorite pie. The word pumpkin showed up for the first time in the fairy tale Cinderella, and every single part of a pumpkin is edible.
I feel like you can eat anything. That it might not be good for you, but well, you can. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, I mean, but edible if it's ripe enough, the stem just kind of comes off. So then you don't
You throw it in
it.
A smoothie.
Like it's not...
Yeah, you blend
it's
that.
Like eating tree bark. It is. It's fine.
It's good for you.
But you could eat that computer over there if you wanted to.
I mean, you could, but it would burn through your stomach because of all the electronic components. Sure.
I mean, that little cartoon goat we were talking about yesterday ate a railroad rail.
Billy goat, 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 goat.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
Did I miss this?
That was a
yeah,
tangent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't sure around for this. That either. You guys, you guys have a good time together.
We're talking about Looney Tunes.
You eat the seeds of a pumpkin. Yeah. I feel like everything could be edible.
Of course.
Ew, yeah. Those Agreed. Stringy nasty. Oh,
gross.
Maybe
that's
I could...
what the pie's made out of, though. The stringy nasty stuff.
No.
Is it? I don't know. It's probably it's the meat, most
yeah,
likely.
Yeah, the outside.
Yeah.
Or the,
rind.
The flesh.
Flesh.
The pumpkin. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the pumpkin pie is not America's favorite pie.
Okay.
Same.
Yeah.
What was like number apple. 2?
The word pumpkin showed up for the first time in the fairy tale Cinderella.
I'm going to go with that one being the lie.
Okay. Well, y'all got the pumpkin is edible every bit of pieces. That's correct.
Wow.
The word pumpkin did show up for the first time in the fairy tale Cinderella. Pumpkin pie is not America's favorite pie. It is apple.
Good job, Sam. Apple pie.
Yeah. 19% of Americans say apples are pie of choice. Pumpkin is second with a respectable 13%.
Wow. I just made 2 apple pies the other day.
Yum. Crust on top? Crumble on top?
Crumble on top.
Mm. Do you put the big old slice of cheese on top?
I do not.
Oh. Do you Have put you the had apples that? On the inside
I
of it?
I haven't, but I feel like yes, it would be good because I love do. Apples and cheese.
I know a lot of people do that.
I take off the peel
that.
These
Yeah,
days.
It's a Dutch,
I think it's a Dutch thing, right?
It's a very Dutch thing, yeah.
What, the cheese?
The yeah. cheese on top. Yeah.
I've heard putting it in, like, grated cheese in with the topping, so then it's not like... cheese slice, but it's just kind of
the cheese slice is definitely unattractive. I'll give
what
you
if
that.
You, feta is part of the crumble?
Right, that'd be
oh,
good.
Oh, that would be horrible.
It would.
You
be.
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
Feta?
Oh, feta.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, oh,
what about
no,
cheese curds
really
on top? Now we're talking.
What about
now? You're cooking with gas
instead of apple. Just all kinds of cheese.
Oh, a cheese like pie.
It's a quiche.
Yeah, it is. Without
eggs in there. That's awesome.
How you spell? All right, go ahead.
Quiche?
No, go ahead.
Alicia Quiche. sorry, it's my kid's caller.
Wonderful.
R and Brie.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is what kind of music cheese listens to. R and Brie. Okay, so mine's kind of fallish, kind of foodish. I don't know. They're just kind of random. According to the Weather Channel, I don't know why they did this survey, apple was by far the most craved for food in autumn. Weight gain around this time of year may not be due to comfort food like pumpkin pie, chili, you know, apple cider, that kind of thing. Researchers have found that lack of vitamin D also reduces the ability for the body to break down fat, and it triggers fat storage.
I want that one.
So when we have no sunshine, that's why we all get chubby. And caffeine that is taken from coffee beans to make decaf coffee is actually sold to companies like Pepsi and Coke. They use it in their processing.
Ugh. Wait, say that again? Coffee beans what?
Coffee beans, when they extract caffeine from them to make decaf coffee, they take that caffeine and sell it to, like, soda companies.
No caffeine left behind.
Right.
Yeah, I guess
no
where
waste.
Does caffeine come from for a pop?
Or they give it to kindergarten classes. I don't know.
Oh. Sprinkle it around.
Right. They sell it in dime bags on the corner store. I'm going to go with that as the false. Like, I don't know how you would extract caffeine and then give it away.
I also feel like that's not true. Although, I didn't really hear all of each of them because I got hung up on apples and I was thinking of Johnny Appleseed wearing like a flannel shirt
and a pot on his head.
He seems very fall.
Wow. Yes.
But then I was like, wait a minute, am I thinking of Paul Bunyan? And I was like way off.
No, you're thinking of the Bounty Lumberjack.
Yes.
Yeah. Brawny?
Brawny.
Or is it Mr. Clean? Now,
or the Marlboro Man.
What were your statements again?
Mr. Clean doesn't wear clothes.
That's where I'm at. I don't,
yes, wait, he does. He just doesn't have hair.
He wears a tight white shirt.
He has a muscle. No,
you're thinking of the Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah. He just wears like a...
He wears what, overall like cut-offs, toga, doesn't he?
A toga a made out of toga. Leaf.
That's
overall
right.
Overall cut-offs. That's Aunt Jemima.
Oh. Ooh, also good this time of year.
Yeah, right.
Pancakes. Pancakes. All right.
All right.
Could you read them all again?
Seriously?
Oh, no. Steve. I'm just going to go with Jeremy, what he said.
Good call. I'm going to go with that, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the caffeine.
It's actually true.
Stop it.
Yeah. The one that's the lie is the most craved for food in autumn is pumpkin. Like overall, maybe not pie, but overall.
That's interesting.
But that's a study from the Weather Channel, so maybe they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, because would that include pumpkin spice? Because honestly, that's pumpkin-y, at least has the name pumpkin in
and
it.
Right. But it doesn't actually true. Have pumpkin.
No, no pumpkin whatsoever.
But I do love pumpkin Nutmeg. Bread, pumpkin muffins, yes. Pumpkin cookies.
Get in
I
my mean, belly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But do we love the pumpkin or do we love the nutmeg, cinnamon?
We love you like the flavor
right.
That gets called pumpkin.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's not actually the... If you ate just straight pumpkin out of a can, you'd be like, oh, this is disgusting. Yes.
Oh, just the texture the ladies, in and of itself.
Baby food.
Right, right.
Gross. Okay, well, everyone's favorite candy around this time of year, candy corn.
That's the lie.
That is a lie. That is absolutely a lie. All right. 35 million pounds of candy corn are sold annually. Candy corn was originally called corn pops.
Oh.
Or... It was originally marketed as candy to be enjoyed in the summertime.
Oh my goodness.
I feel like the summertime would be true because sweet corn is knee-high 4th of July. It's a summertime food. So that would make sense, kind of.
What was the second one again?
Candy corn was originally called corn pops.
I doubt that.
I'm with you. I'm like, that's not very creative. It's like you took popcorn and you flipped it.
Corn pops is a cereal.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I know the answers. I don't feel like I can participate because I was going to do candy corn as mine. Two truths and a lie.
Okay, so you got this.
There aren't very many facts about candy corn.
No, there's not.
I feel like corn pops is also the lie.
It was originally called chicken feed.
Yes. That's right.
Wow.
That.
All
right. Good job.
Maybe it originally was chicken feed.
Yeah, should be.
Yeah.
Chicken feed.
They said that if you lined up all the candy corns end to end... as much as gets sold annually, it would wrap around the moon 21 times.
Oh, man.
The moon or from the Earth the to moon. The moon?
No, it would wrap around the moon 21 times.
That's a lot.
That's a lot
of
candy.
That is.
Going directly
stuff.
In the
and
garbage.
The thing is, they say annually, but really, it's like about 2 months of the year.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's not entirely true because they have other flavors. Like they sell it for Easter and for Valentine's Day. They change up the colors.
Is it the same flavor?
Yeah, garbage.
Gross.
Does anyone in the room like candy corn?
I like it with peanuts.
Payday, man. Payday.
I'll do about a handful every season.
Oh. Here's the thing. Right. I say it's garbage, but if it's around, I'll eat it.
Same.
Like most things. Same.
I don't seek it out. Like, if I'm at the store and I'm like, ooh, what kind of candy I want? Ooh, candy corn.
Right.
No,
I'm on that.
It's just if there's a dish out, I'm like, I'm hungry, I'll eat it.
Yep.
That candy corn. I'm not hungry, I'll eat it.
I'm not hungry, I'll eat it. It fills in the cracks.
I'd eat a whole pumpkin, stem and all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for listening to WCSG Backstage, and thanks for showing your support every time you download, review, and share this podcast. Don't forget to join the podcast at Backstage at WCSG.org. We really enjoy hearing from you. Now, WCSG Backstage is sponsored in part by Fast Signs.
There must be a soccer parent that their kid plays for the same club as my kids because I see a Fast Signs vehicle in the parking lot all the time and I want to find that person.
Yeah.
Who are you?
And run up to them and just say, Fast Signs.
Fast Signs.
I probably can't find them because they're too fast. I'm dragging my lawn chair while they're everywhere. I'm slow signs.
Slow signs. Well, if you have a great business and you're wondering where your customers are at, maybe they just can't see you. So Fast Signs, well, they're here to help with your building, trade show, event, and vehicle signage.
By the way, you mentioned WCSG and received 10% off your order. That is a good deal, especially for new startups or new businesses who are trying to get people to notice that they're there. Fast Signs. Fast Signs, more than fast, more than signs.
And kid-to-kid resale. They buy all seasons all the time, even if it's not candy corn season or pumpkin whatever. every kind of clothing from newborn through maternity. You can get cash or store credit to get used kids stuff, so you can shop there. And you know, if you drop something off, you get a little discount there. You get 20% more than other places.
And don't they have like new items there too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they
so
do.
That's kind of
really
nice. It's like resale, but also new stuff.
Yeah,
which is
not
nice.
Everything is new, but I mean they are fussy about the items that they take. And so when you walk in, it's not like your traditional like thrift store where
you're
you have to kind of sort
like,
through
stained
and
stuff.
Buttons yeah. missing and yeah. that kind of thing. Like everything is in really good quality. And right now, it might be a great time to seek out the winter gear.
Mm-hmm.
It's
right.
not cold yet, but it will be before you know it. And if mm-hmm. you wait too long, that stuff gets eaten up pretty quick.
What if they carry Harvest Festival costumes?
They do have those
okay.
at the
For
place.
Adults?
No. It's maybe
for
maternity.
Kids.
It's kid to kid reset.
Oh, not okay. Not adult.
If you're looking for a pumpkin costume, we can create okay. one.
We'll make one
for Well, they are locally owned and operated. They'll even donate the items that you can't sell and donate them for you. That's kid to kid resale.
Learn more about our sponsors and about the podcast at WCSG.org. The keyword is backstage.
Tell me something good.
Well, let's hear some good news. Brittany, what's your tell me something good?
Okay, so mine, it is homecoming season, and I just thought that this was a sweet story out of South Carolina, Edgefield, South Carolina. So high school can be really awkward, and it's kind of a time where you don't want to be the weird one. You don't want to be the person that stands out for the wrong reasons, because you usually end up getting teased about it or something. Right. So homecoming night was there. It's the part where, okay, homecoming court goes out and they announce homecoming king and queen and all that kind of stuff. Well, Natalie Deal, she has special needs, but she had recently had a seizure. She has epilepsy and some other things as well. And so she was on homecoming court, but had this seizure. And so her family basically said, okay, we want you to still be able to participate, but just for your safety, we don't think you should wear heels. So it'd be better if you just go barefoot. Here she is. She's going to be the only one up there without what appears to be her actual full outfit on. So her special ed teacher heard about that and then went and told the other girls what was going on. And all the other girls were like, we just will not wear our shoes either. So not only, I mean, they were doing it obviously because they wanted to be able to include Natalie, but they were also like, let's be real, who's comfortable in heels anyway?
Right.
Yeah.
It was really sweet. Natalie said, you know, when I found out I wasn't going to be able to wear heels, I did not feel good about it and I was sad. And she found out everybody else was going to do that and she was really excited about it. And so they went out there, they did the whole thing, and Natalie ended up being crowned homecoming queen. So she was really excited about that. And I just thought it was neat because her mom said she's been dealing with these seizures since 2014, and her whole life they've really been praying for love, acceptance, and total inclusion for Natalie. They already felt so blessed that she was liked by her classmates enough to get voted onto court, but then to have the experience of being homecoming queen was just something extra special. I can't imagine when you have those thoughts and those wishes for your child, but you don't really know. I mean, you're not in school every day. You have no idea, you know, what's going on. To be able to be in a situation like that where you can see her classmates and her school really come around her, I just thought it was really neat.
Sadly, afterwards, the court went to McDonald's and they were denied service.
Because they didn't have shoes on.
your sons worked there. And Dad, like, you were manager there. Let's change that. If you walk in with no shoes after being crowned homecoming queen, you should be able to get a meal.
As long as you have your crown.
That's right, and your sash.
Well, and let's be real honest. Why does that rule even exist?
What?
Sanitary.
I just wanted to pick up the dust on that. Yeah. We're good.
I think you really are wondering, and now you're embarrassed.
No. Actually, maybe it's not a rule in North Carolina.
Okay, Mr. Mississippi.
Sorry. Yes.
Mr. Mississippi. Special outfit for that.
It's the cutoff jean overall.
Yes. That's what it is. That made out of vegetables.
Made out of
the Jolly
pies.
Green Giant is from Mississippi. Okay, I'll go next because we're in the high school genre. Members of a high school band were very, very happy recently to play their hearts out at a football game. This happened last week, but it wasn't because they were cheering for their own team. It's the Forest Area Schools. They're up in northern Michigan, and they didn't this year have enough students for a football team, so they found themselves with a high school band and nobody to play for. Meanwhile, as fate would have it, in neighboring Glen Lake School District, the football team had the opposite problem. They didn't have a band to play for them. So Glen Lake invited Forest Area, the band, to come and play for their game. They had to drive about an hour to make the gig, but they jumped at the opportunity. A senior in the band said, "I absolutely flipped. I was so happy. It's my last year after playing for 6 years, so it was so important to me to be able to be out there and show people what we can do as a band." So they did have to play in the rain, but they said they nailed the performance, and Glen Lake said that if the band wants to, they can come back and play for any of their games in the future. Aww, so, yeah.
That's cute. Question I have. Marching band is not just a, oh, just show up and figure it out sort of thing. Yeah. Like, you have to learn the songs, and you have to know, like, your 8-to-5 and what formations you're doing.
Right.
Had they, like, practiced knowing that they would have this chance? Or, like, if you don't have a football team.
For, like, festivals and stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
sure,
parades and they've got a lot of competitions. Yeah.
They always just had a routine at the ready.
Oh. Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And a lot of these, I mean, one of my kids was in marching band, and they're doing camp in the summer, planning their whole program and everything. Mm-hmm. So maybe they were like, hopefully there'll be football games. But, anyway.
Well, there's one area school that just killed off all of the rest of their football season because just too many injuries, too many sicknesses.
Too many mosquitoes.
Too many E-E-E.
Right.
Seriously, they're moving these games up so early now.
So early.
Right.
Like, my everybody son had gets a soccer to bed game at 3:30 in the afternoon because they had to move everything up.
Yeah.
Well, let's continue with the Friday Night Lights, talking about Bonita High School and Glendora High School, but more specifically, the assistant football coach for Bonita. His name is John Langelotti, and recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, which is probably the saddest part about the whole deal.
That's great news,
John. It starts off like that, but it turns around real quick because the two teams, both collectively, showed him a ton of support. He had been released from the hospital a couple hours before their most recent game. He goes out and everybody's wearing purple, which is the color you wear for pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And they had posters and stuff. And he said, "Our football team came. They visited me at the hospital." Both sides cheered him on. His wife even received a box of handwritten cards from his high school staff and students. But the part that I think was just so special, when you talk about football teams, you've got the rivalry, and oftentimes it's just healthy, people going back and forth. Well, during the halftime of the game, Chick-fil-A hosted a field goal contest where if you could kick a 30-yard field goal, you would win free food for a year. Well, Tiffany Gomez is a junior soccer player from the opposing high school team. She was the one that ended up kicking the field goal, winning the prize, and then she immediately donated the prize to John.
Wow.
Helping out his family a little bit. Now, she didn't know him. She just said, "My grandma has cancer too, and so I know how it affects the whole family, not just yourself. So I thought he could use it more than I would." And he said, "You know, that simple act of kindness from a student from an opposing team gives me hope for a future. And it's a future I plan to be a part of as I rely on family and faith to win this fight against cancer. And for a young lady like her to come out and want to provide this generosity for a family in need just brought tears to my eyes. And I was ever so grateful."
Aww. So
nice.
That is a ton.
It's got all the themes. Yeah, it's got Chick-fil-A.
Well, what
it's
got
people
what it
helping out. Football.
She says, "I only go out to eat on Sundays, so this won't do
Sundays
me any
my
good.
Cheat days.
That's right.
Without shoes, it's a mess.
JK. Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Well, this one's about Jimmy Carter. Former President Jimmy Carter was helping out for Habitat for Humanity. He had a date that was set that he was supposed to be there, but the day before, he took a really hard fall. He needed 14 stitches above his brow, but he made it there anyways. He decided that even though he got the stitches, even though he took the fall, he decided that it was his number one priority. In fact, he said that was his main point. He needed to come to Nashville to build those houses, so he stayed true to his word Monday, participating in his 36th building project for Habitat for Humanity. So 95 years old, taking a really bad fall, 14 stitches, and that man was out there building houses anyways.
Wow.
So just
the oldest president that we've had.
Yeah. So just an amazing man, and just I think encouraging to know, you know, we go through those things in our life sometimes where we take a little bit of a fall, but if Jimmy Carter at 95 getting 14 stitches and a bandage on his eye can go out and build a house, then I think we can do just
and
about
he's
anything.
Such a, like, He's such a like gentle soul, you know. Like I can just picture him.
Was he a peanut farmer?
He was.
So yeah,
I can
yeah.
picture him getting stitched up and saying, "How long do you think this will take? I've got someplace I need to be."
Yeah, like you know, bed like, healing.
Yeah. Seriously. I feel real bad now for all the sick days I've taken.
Like, I was gonna say they don't make people like that
anymore.
You should
put that poster up in the office. Like if he can make it,
except the difference is you can't catch the 14 stitches. You can catch what sometimes goes around our office.
True.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're not contagious. His ailment is not contagious.
But his love is.
True. Right. This one is just, it takes us back in the history books a little bit.
Nice.
And wedding dresses can be, you know, passed down through generations. Mm-hmm. Or you have, you know, back in the day, mothers making them for their daughters. Mm. Or, you know, a little bit different than it is now. But not many brides wear parachutes to their wedding.
Oh.
A lot of times, you know, it is like pulling a parachute. You just got to jump and just go.
Right.
You know, here we are. But what happened was a man named Claude, he was in World War II and he was a B-29 pilot. Mm. His plane caught fire and he had to parachute to the ground. And this parachute not only saved his life, but he also used it as a blanket and a pillow for the evening because he wasn't able to be rescued until the next day.
Wow.
Well, he gets safely back to the United States and he's in Pennsylvania and he decides to look up this girl that he met once upon a time. He's like, I think I want to start courting her. And so they get to know each other a little bit and he proposes, but he doesn't do it with a ring. He does it with the parachute. And he said, this saved my life. I want you. Claude, what were you thinking? I want you to make a wedding dress out of this parachute.
So he told her what to do with it.
I mean,
Claude, what are you doing?
It was a different day and age.
Yes,
maybe.
Times have changed a little bit.
I mean, I can save money on fabric, I guess.
I mean, and it's like a weird like nylon. Yeah. It's not like something easy to sew it.
Swip, swip.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I'd be like, corduroy. So anyway, Ruth was like, what do I do with this? I mean, it was a massive piece of fabric. And so she started looking through like window of the storefronts and finally comes up with a design. So she hires a woman to make a lot of it. But then she made the skirt herself. Whoa. And it is just like, it's like billowy. It's this huge skirt. And she used the strings from the parachute to like make it so you could like make it shorter, longer. Bustle it up a little bit. So the dress was a success. They got married in 1947. And the first time he saw the dress was when she walked down the aisle.
Aww.
So that was the first proof. Like they probably didn't have any time to like date between the time he proposed and when she got married because she was working on the dress.
Yeah.
So it eventually was worn by their daughter and then the woman who married their son, and now it's in the Smithsonian if you want to see it.
That's cool. Wow. That's a good story.
It's just not current. It's not something that's recently happened, but I thought it was kind of sweet. Yeah.
So. Well, you know, we're used to checking the weather if there's going to be a wedding. Will it be sunny? Is it going to rain? They were always like, is there going to be wind?
Right.
Yeah.
Because that could be a problem.
Blow away.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, Jeremy, you'll post some pictures of it,
yes,
right? But,
yes.
Here, if you want to look at it.
Yeah, I want to see this thing.
Very pretty.
Oh, my word. I mean, it doesn't look like a parachute.
Is it a little yellow now?
I'm sure it is now. It's from the 40s.
Sure.
So.
It looks like a wedding dress.
I know.
Wow.
And I love that she used the tie things to like make it shorter. So if she had to use the facilities, she could just
dancing.
Right.
Yeah. Let us like a set of blinds.
Probably exactly how it was. We pull it to the side just a little bit.
Yes. I can just imagine him in some like delirious state across enemy lines that night.
Right.
You know, like making promises to the universe. Like,
if I make it through this parachute saved
my life. I will marry this parachute. And then he kind of came to his senses like, oh boy,
I got to keep that promise. In the parachute.
Exactly.
Then I can marry it.
Right. That was pretty risque for back then. It's off the shoulder.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Maybe not quite enough fabric to cover the shoulders. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks again for listening to WCSG Backstage. Let's close things out with a deep cut. Tom, it's your turn again. What did you bring to share with us?
Well, I'm sharing a song today that Zach, who's back on staff here at WCSG, shared with me the other day. It's So I Will from Hillsong United off their album Wonder. That's the same album, by the way, as Not Today, which we're playing right now. Really an epic song that speaks of the greatness of God and the wonder of His majesty. It just brings you kind of into the heart of worship and our place in His kingdom. So here it is.
Cool.
So Will I.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve.
I'm Brittany. And this is
WCSG Backstage.
God of creation,
there at the start before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets form. And if the stars were made to worship so light, God of your promise, you don't speak in vain, no syllable empty or void. For once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. Ooh, and as you speak,